Kelim perchov ches mishne ches bigdei aniyim af al pi she'en bem sholosh al sholosh are ilu tmei medris. We've had reference to this, that bigdei aniyim are made with patchwork. That's the basic touch of bigdei aniyim. It's not one beggar. It's picked up scraps and it's sewn together. Even though each one of the pieces don't have sholosh al sholosh chetz bois, hare ilu tmei medris, because that's the tzura of that beggar. And that's one beged, unfortunately, can only wear patchwork, but that's one beged, and halai the beged itself is bigger than sholosh al sholosh. Now, there is a discussion, if you take a look at the Melech HaShleim and Reb Kiva Eger, B'Shem Tosfos and Shabbos Daf Mem Zayin, and the other Rishonim, they have a girsa. In the Mishnah, Av al-pi she'en bem shloisha al shloisha means it doesn't have shloisha al shloisha at all, and still the shear is... It's metam medris. That means we're talking about where it doesn't have 3x3 tvachim, and even though normally the miyud l'shchivo l'yeshivos 3x3 tvachim, harelu metam medris, because big de'aniyim they'll be metzamtzim on something that's smaller. It's a sheer chashivos, and by big de'aniyim you don't have that chashivos. You don't need that chashivos to render the beggar. It's functional even without. That's the taichu. We're learning not that way because the maskona of the Rash and the Rosh and the Rav and the Rambam is that the din of the Mishnah is not that. Avada, if it's less than the shear, it's not metame. Avada, we're talking about something that's sholosh al sholosh, shloisha al shloisha, tvachim. But it's made out of such tiny pieces of patchwork that none of the pieces are sholosh al sholosh. So each piece is a shred. It's not a small beged and begodim are attached together. Each one is literally a shred. Afilu hachi. That's the way bigdei aniyim are made, and therefore it's mekabel tum. And this din, of course, is only by bigdei aniyim. The Mishnah's taharis cheshem zarefu nekudas. The Rambam, the Rash, l'shita same. You look at the Rambam Pirshim Mishnayis. See, he says what we said, that we're talking about a beged that's made of many shreds. None of them have sholosh al sholosh. Shteit echidish, that they're sewn together, now it becomes one zach, that's mechuber, that shloisha al shloisha, it's roi l'tumas medris. That's what the Rav says also. Now, he points out that the Ram l'choyot l'shitasoi, that holds that pochus megimel al gimel, is b'chalal doesn't have a shame beged at all. Memela the Rambam shita is in perchoveis olchus kelim, that yichud does not help even on pochus, it does not help at all on a pochus mishlosh al shlosh. So, Melo, you have a meaning. You're putting together pieces that are not a beggar at all. Who says the chibur is a chibur? Kamashmon, that by big day aniyim, there is a chibur. The Rash says a little bit different. It says the small pieces on his chaber in a way that the kroim minat stodim, each one is mischaba b'roishoi, and the chiddush is over here that's called a dover haroi legabi anoni. That means he doesn't have the chshivus because each one is too small to be called a beged, and the chibur helps. Maybe that's not such a chiddush, and the reason for that is because we've had that the Rash holds that yichud works on bachos megimel lagimel. So over here, Elocha Yichud Gadol Mizeh, the Oni sewed together all the pieces of patchwork. The Chiddush is that's called Roi La'oni in this type of way. Look at the way he explains it exactly. So the Rambam, the Rash, Lishita Sam in that. More than that, the Rambam holds that Medris Boy Shem Beged. And you have to add that like the Rambam, because according to the Rambam, the Chiddush is that even though none of the pieces have a Shem Beged, they're all mitzarif together, Legabi Tumas Medris. The only reason why that's a chiddush is because Tumas Medris is also a beged. Instead of being 3x3 etzbois, it's 3x3 tvachim. So it's a bigger, expanded, more chomudik beged, but it has a shem beged. The Rash, we've seen, holds that Medris is a dover hamakabel tum fnei atzmi. Roi l'shchiva, roi l'yeshiva. Doesn't need to be a beged. So why would there be a chiddush in something because it doesn't have a shem beged? That's not the noisy. The noisy is only who says this type of patchwork, the way he describes it, is Roy Lanim. He brings his pshat from a Tesefta. The Rambam doesn't learn that way, but it's very nice Chiddush according to the Rambam, but Lashitose. Lamaisa, the Cheshm is a Gishmak Cheshm, but the Rambam in Yad, in Perchoves, Halacha Beis, in Halacha Chof, he doesn't learn like his pshat over here in the Pirshim Shnais. He brings it in the Rash. He brings that the Chiddush is, he brings the way it was ripped, And he brings the din of the Tesefta, the Rash brings. So the Cheshm is a Geshmak Cheshm, but it's not going to fit with the Ramam Lahalocha. There's another interesting Chiddush that's worth mentioning, and that is that Tosis and Shabbos Daf Mem Zayin, we've mentioned that's an important blot in Hilchus Muktzah and these type of Inyonim that has a parallel over here to Yeshem Begin, not Yeshem Begin. And Tosis over there in Shabbos, also in Zvachim Daf Tzadikei, is another place. We're talking about ripping begotten pimavkiya tuma. Tosis in both places brings b'shem Rabbeinu Tam a new pshat in the Mishnah that the girsa of the Mishnah is not afal pishem bim sholosh al sholosh, which is sholosh etz boys. What does it have to do with tumas medris? Because the very small pieces are patched together, like we said. But it's talking about sholosh al sholosh etz boys. No, Rabbeinu Tam has the girsa afal pishem bim sholosh al sholosh. And then the Mishnah is telling us a whopping chiddush that even though we had in the beginning of Perek of Zayin in the klolim of Tumas Begodim that Tumas Medris needs shloisha al shloisha, that's only by Big Day Ashirim, but by Big Day Aniim you don't need shloisha al shloisha because Medris, it helps Yichud. The same way we described according to the Rash that there's Yichud on Pochus Misholosh al Sholosh. It's possible that Yichud helps the Rabbeinu Tam's Chiddush on Medrash as well. Medrash is also not Tolin Roy naturally. It could be Ayide Yichud. The whole Medrash is because it's Miyuchad Laka. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, by Big Daniim it helps. By Big Dashim it'll be bottled Daitoy, but by Big Daniim it helps. You look at Rashi and Shabbos Daf Mem Zayin, clearly holds not that way. The Rambam, the Rash, Ka'amur, clearly also hold not that way. The second in the Mishnah, talis shehischu bo lakoro, a talis that started to rip. It's not ripped all the way. You have a big talis, became tame. Kimu shenikra rubo ene chibur. We see the two chalokim of the talis are not mechuborim zelazev. If one of them becomes tame, the other one is not mechubit, does not become tame. Now, there's a whole sugya that deals with this din of the Mishnah. It's a sugya chum davkuf chav gimel pek over reitiv. And the Gemara brings the Mishnah, the Nusach goes like this. Tala shehischu bo lakoiro, kimen shenikra rubo, shuv enei chibur, a little bit different than we have it, utahoiro. According to this Gersa, utahoiro, what we're talking about is a talus that was tomei already. And when it's nikra birubo, then we already say that it's mafkia the shem beged, it's the shvira, and it's mekabel tomo. And it's not matami, it's toiru. The problem is, Rishonim asked the kasha that before we had in Perek of Zayin Mishnah Yud, that beged shloisha al shloisha, shenechlak tor min ha-medris. But since there was tumas maga medris, that will stay. It's not ava tuma, it's a rishon l'tuma. Why don't we say the two chalok ma mechuber, al koponim to be maga tumas medris. So there's a svara that we mentioned over there. It comes from the Rash, the Tais Yom Tov is mitzayner over here and over there. That when one rips a piece of beged, so there you could say that the two parts are still mechubah. What was it before? It was a piece of cloth. A piece of cloth? No, so it's a ripped piece of cloth. So they're mischaber legabe the maga medris. But when we're talking about a piece of an article of clothing that's ripped is ois article of clothing. It's ois article of clothing that would be mafkia tuma and gansin. Not only is it not roy anymore for medris, it's not. It's mafkia the tuma that is. It's also mafkia the shame beged, and it's not tumas maga medris either. And here we have a machlokes rishonim that we've been mitzayin numerous times through the length and breadth of the mesecta, and it's rishonim over there in chulin daf ayin gimel and daf kuf chav gimel. The Rash brings it over here. That if we're talking about Nikra Talis and each part still has the shear, that's Roy Lekabel Tumah, so it's not Nitar. Why is that? Because the idea of ripping something, breaking something, Shvira, is to make it Ois Roy Lashimushe. If it is Roy Lashimushe, so it still remains. Masha Enkein, when we talk, well, according to other Rishonim, the Maisa Shvira is Mafkir the Tumah. We learned that way according to the Rambam. According to Rashi, according to other Rishonim. The Rabban and the Rashba and the Chul Nafai and Gimel have a Chiddush. They hold that by Nikra B'yodayim, that's a Maisa Shvira, like a Maisa Tahara and a Mikvah. The Soid that we've been Masba other times.
Masha'enkin in Perchov Zayin Mishnah Yud, we're talking about Nikra Me'elov, and by Nikra Me'elov, it's only if it's ois functional Zach, but not that there's a Maisa Shvir. This is famous raid in Mishnah or Baranot Tyrus. Talks about this raid extensively.
Mishnah finishes off her oven. Begodim that are made from very thick fabric. The harakim that are very thin. Ein bohem mishum sholosh al sholosh. They don't have the shiv sholosh al sholosh. The sholosh al sholosh, I suppose, because they're minimally functional. You have a very thick, small piece. You can't do it. You can't bend it. You can't do anything with it. And if you have a very thin piece, it doesn't absorb anything. There's nothing you can do with it. It has to be a normal fabric. And then 3x3, it's supposed, which is a small little piece, is functional on some level. Mishnah tests. Keses hasabolin is something that they put on the sabolin are porters. So they're constantly overusing their shoulders. So they put something on their shoulders for protection. Tmei medris, because it's a piece, and it provides the shoulder pad, but they could sit on it. Mishemer shel yayin, this is a sieve, it's like a beged, but you filter wine from the sediments. Ein bo mishum moisho, because nobody sits down in it, because it's going to be dirty. Be'etzem, it could be roi yeshiva, but nobody's going to sit down in it. Svocho is what we've had before, with tapachas, that was made for covering the head, but it was like netting with small holes. Shall skena tmeinim mishum moishu, because sometimes she'll sit down on it. Chaluk shal yoitzis hachutz. Yoitzis hachutz is a loshen noki of saying a zoyna. It's a woman who goes out. Ha'osu kisvocha. It's made that way, and it's made derech pritzus. Tohor, because that's not a beged. Ha'ose beged min acherem. Cherem is beloshen chazal. Not a cherem that you put somebody in cherem, but it's a net that fishermen use. So it's tohor. It has holes and doesn't cover anything properly. It can't be mekabel anything properly. Umizutoi, if the beged is woven, that's underneath the reshes to hold on to whatever came in. The zutoy, or maybe zoytoy, is a piece of fabric that's put on the bottom of the net. That's tome. And that piece is made for holding the net together, and that piece is made with small holes, and it can be used to cover something. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, afa oise beged min acherim ukfoloi, if somebody makes a beged out of this type of material, a fisherman's net, and he bends it over, and then he sews it to itself, Tommy, because I did that, you make it thicker, and then it could be used as a fabric, so it's a couple of tumah.